Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
So there's a lot of you guys right now who I know are looking to get out of the city, relocate, and, you know, maybe find a place that is a little more friendly, a little more community-based, a little more, you know, with a little more support structure, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, discover home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking to discover a new home, a new place, a place you can get rooted and feel good about and step deeper into this homesteading life that we live.
And we had to do that exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, many years ago, we were living in Southern California. We were rural, thankfully. We weren't in the middle of the city. We started in the middle of the city when we got married. We had an apartment out in the suburbs of Los Angeles.
That seems like a long time ago. And it was a journey. I mean, you guys have heard bits and pieces of the story here and there, but it was a big journey and a story that we haven't really told yet.
Yeah. And so, you know, as we became aware of the world around us, really, I think it was as we started realizing that there wasn't much support for us in the city. There wasn't family. We just could not get connected into local churches we were trying to get into. It just, nothing was quite working for us. We started looking at going back to where we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, from there, having our first children, we started looking around and going, we kind of want something different. We want something different to be home. And we want it to get there before the kids got too attracted or too attached to where we were there in Southern California. And so we really set out on a journey to find what home looked like.
Well, and we were really living something different. It wasn't a fit with the world around us. And,
right.
And if any of you are on this journey, you know that it's often challenging because it's not resonating with a lot of the people around you. And so you're doing it. We're doing it where we're at. And even going, you know, back from the city to where we grew up was the country.
Right.
But it was still an anomaly. We were still an anomaly.
Yeah.
And the choices we were making to pursue this life. And you would tell people what you were doing and you would just get this blank stare, you know.
Absolutely.
And we're not keeping up with all the sports games and what's most popular on primetime TV, and we're not taking vacations to all the places that people are going, and we're doing all these things differently, from church to education to, you know, raising our own food and even entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very different life, and we didn't fit in.
Yeah.
We didn't know. When I say in some of my stories, you know, I say, I didn't know anybody who was canning. I'm not joking. Like, I didn't know anybody who canned food, except for a couple jars of jam that my mom would put up every year when she could find really fresh fruit. And that was kind of seen as old-fashioned and, you know, kind of a holdover from a different era.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little hobby. That's a nice, fun little thing to play with, as is the garden in the back, or the, you know, the whatever 50, 75 meat chickens we were raising in the backyard, you know, and butchering them, which everybody just was like, whoa, what, you know. What?
As odd as it was to a lot of people, though, you could tell people were really drawn to it. It was something different, and there were a lot of people who were very interested, and they wanted to see what you were doing. People were always wanting to come over to our home.
Mm-hmm.
And be at our home. And so we kind of knew it was a life that we wanted to be able to share and to encourage other people in. So
And that began a search, realizing that where we grew up, even though we had gone from where we grew up, which was kind of in the country, to the city, to back again, that that wasn't home. That wasn't where we belonged. It wasn't where our kids ultimately belonged.
Yeah.
And so we had to pursue, where is that place? Where are we going to find fulfillment, you know? In what we're doing? Where are we going to find community? Where are we going to find the land that not only can we develop and use for a growing family, but pass on to the next generation and maybe encourage the next generation to go past homesteading and actually go into some sort of farming, you know, as a business. And that set us out on quite a goose chase for a while.
It really did. You know, there were no roadmaps, right? Like nobody, nobody told us how we were supposed to go about finding a whole nother place and a whole community and setting down roots. And so that was a real journey for us. We had a few misstarts on it and
a lot of moves. And you know, those were very, very hard things. There was some tragedy in some of that and some challenging times and some failures. And you know, that's one of the reasons, one of the things that's brought us here is just the pathways that we've been on where we've had to learn a lot of things the hard way. And, you know, through Homesteading Family, we've been able to share with all of you a lot of that knowledge and hopefully help create a better path than we had.
I think we found it too. We've landed, we feel rooted, the kids are rooted, and we're so thankful for that. So we really want to encourage you guys, if you're on that journey, to stick with it. And something actually really fun happened last year for us that I don't think we ever really saw coming. And that was that we had a film crew out and they filmed, it's an episode of a show, but it's like an hour and a half long. It's like they did a movie.
It's a movie. It's like a movie. It is a movie on our story, on our journey from the beginning to discovering home. And some of you may know what I mean by discovering home. And this is through Justin Rhodes and Abundance Plus. And there's a segment there called Discovering Home that a videographer that's actually local to us up here produces for Justin. And it is, I think, a beautiful movie about our story.
So, hey, check it out. We've got the teaser right here. So let's watch it.
I came from a lot of brokenness and was not rooted. You know, a generation or two before me, things got unrooted. And then they got very broken in my childhood. And we wanted to build something generational for our family and security for the kids. And being spiritually and emotionally rooted is much more the point in an agrarian life that lends itself to that, to getting rooted spiritually. We feel that this life is providing them that stability. The values that are behind that, that whatever they do in life, that they'll value their spiritual heritage, that they'll value their relational familial heritage, and that they'll be emotionally strong, and that they'll have character so that wherever they go in the world, they can get rooted in their way and pass that on to the next generation. If they choose to do it here close to us or even some of us on the land, that would be beautiful.
Wow, well, this is going to be really neat to get to watch. It actually aired for the first time yesterday, so you guys can go watch it. It is live right now over at Abundance Plus, and we really hope that it's going to be an encouragement to you guys. That's why we do what we do, is to help encourage and help other people along their journey so they don't have to maybe make all the mistakes that we made.
And it's why we did it in this way on this platform, on Justin's platform. If you've followed us for a while, you know we're really focused on education and inspiration. And Justin is really a good storyteller. And this was a story that hadn't been told. And he's done a fantastic job, he and Dan's film crew, in telling our story in a way that I don't think we could have done the same way. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So you can go check it out. Put the details down in the description below so that you can jump over to Abundance Plus and check out the full episode of Discovering Home.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Pantry Chat, Food for Thought. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review.
To view the show notes and any other resources mentioned on this episode, you can learn more at homesteadingfamily.com/podcast.
We'll see you soon.
Goodbye.